Bellevue High School football supporters are hitting back after an independent investigation found facts about the program breaking recruiting rules. Parents and supporters of the Bellevue High School football program now say the investigation is racially biased. I spoke with one of those parents. Marissa Spooner LaDuff is the godmother and legal guardian of one of the Bellevue football players. She and her godson, Tyson, were questioned during the investigation.
All of the black families. This wasn't a Tyson thing. This was all of the black families. And they were treated unfairly because, one, investigators would just show up to dig through our garbages, to call our landlords, to call our bosses, to ask about our incomes, to talk to our neighbors, to talk to us, to call us, to harass us with phones ringing constantly, to show up on our doorsteps unannounced. It's wrong. It's unacceptable. They went to my home in Seattle. They spoke to neighbors.
And are you saying no white players were treated the same way?
Absolutely. No white players. I actually tried to help them with their investigation by telling them, you know, you're starting to look a little prejudiced. And I gave them the name of the white families who had transferred in. And they, in turn, reached out to the white families, but they discussed the black kids. They asked us things like how we could afford to live in Bellevue, how we could afford to drive cars, what type of work my husband did, just things that just pointed towards racial bias. I mean, you go out to investigate, and all you do is investigate the black kids, the black families, where we come from, how we got here, why we're here, were we recruited here? That was their main thing. We had to have been recruited, therefore Bellevue football had to have paid for us because we can't afford it on our own because we're shiftless and lazy. So therefore, somebody must have helped us do this. There's just no way we could live in Bellevue. It's just far too expensive. And that's the sense that we started to feel because by their questions, we had no other choice but to feel this way. And we became angry. We went through hurt, sleepless nights. I still go through them, tears. But this is just not acceptable. It is not acceptable.
Marissa, as you know, the investigators say this is not about race. They found facts regarding the allegations that boosters paid tuition for players at a private school that lets kids play football for Bellevue High, and that they gave out false addresses to make out-of-district players eligible. What is your response to those accusations?
They're just accusations. They are just accusations. I haven't seen those facts.
Well, you said you have a house in Seattle. Does Tyson live in Bellevue?
Yes, we have an apartment in Bellevue. I also have a house in Renton, one in Louisiana, property in Idaho. And so God has granted me the opportunities, along with my husband's job, to be able to live where we want. We moved to Bellevue because my husband's job wanted him east of Lake Washington for his territory. Well, I'm a city girl. I didn't want to move to Issaquah. So Bellevue was just right here. So I thought, oh, downtown Bellevue, my son goes to Bellevue High School. Well, we had to go through all of the hoops for Merrick to play Bellevue football. He was awarded the opportunity to play. Merrick graduates, goes on to college, and now I get Tyson, a homeless kid who is at Federal Way High School, a state champion in track and field. And I could have moved back to my home in Seattle and had Tyson go to any Catholic school of my choosing or the public school in my community. Well, Bellevue High School was good for us. They treated my son well. They have an outstanding academic program as well as a great sports program. So I'm trying to offer this kid the same opportunities I gave my own son. So I put him at Bellevue High School.
Marissa, what do you want to see happen next?
What I want to see happen is the truth come out, both sides, because it's wrong. And this is Washington where, oh, we must not be racist here. Well, white people don't walk in our brown skin. So many people think naturally or have a knee-jerk response that, oh, they're just playing the race card. No, this isn't the race card, because I'm not one to call the race card. And I have to say that as far as being hopeful, you want to be, the kids, they're not hopeful. I don't see Tyson hopeful. I watch Tyson have difficulty sleeping and just feeling like, well, you know, why are you still going through this? Nothing's going to happen. A lot of the black parents, it's just like, oh, it's just another waste of time. We grew up with all of this. And so our kids are just going to have to grow up with it. It'll just make them stronger. And that is just not right. It's just not right.
Marissa Spooner LaDuff. Her godson is a senior at Bellevue High. He transferred to the school and played on the football team. Marissa was questioned as part of this investigation. The Bellevue School District and investigators from the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association did not respond to our requests for interviews this morning. The Bellevue School District is looking into complaints of harassment and bullying during the investigation. However, both investigators and the school district have said that this investigation had no racial motivation or bias.